بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the 20th juz, we heard the entire Surah Al-Qasas. And this particular surah, we find that although in the entire Quran the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in various different ajza, various different surahs, but here in Surah Al-Qasas, the entire incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from a young infant right up until the time he confronts Fir'aun and the magicians, the entire incident is mentioned in great detail. And just like in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these incidents we narrate, or in these incidents there are great lessons for the people of intelligence, those who will understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message is. We find that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a young boy, still an infant, still breastfeeding, then Fir'aun and his army at that particular point in time were looking for all the male children to assassinate, to kill them, because Fir'aun had had a dream that a young boy, a male child, would be born amongst the Banu Israel, and your kingdom will perish at his hands. So Fir'aun was quite paranoid, he was quite afraid. And he then gave the command that every alternate year, the male children who are born should be assassinated and killed. It so happened Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is born in that year where the command was that these children must be killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ Allah says, we inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salam that continue to breastfeed him, take care of him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ And when you perceive any fear, there's any threat, you see that the army of Fir'aun are going to come at any moment. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ Then place him into a box and throw this box into the river. Now we can imagine a mother especially, she's got a young child who is breastfeeding. The first reaction of any mother when she perceives some threat, some danger, some harm to her child, is that she wants to press the child close to her. She wants to cover the child and physically try and protect the child herself. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and teaching us that you cannot protect, only Allah protects. Sometimes as parents, especially with all the challenges that are out there when it comes to our children, then we sometimes feel as though we are the ones protecting them, we are taking care of them, we are nurturing them, we are providing for them. Here Allah is showing us that you are not the one that gives protection, you are not the one that gives care, despite the odds being against him. But despite the entire environment being such that it was almost as though she's throwing him to his destruction, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates such a means that not only does Allah protect and save his life, but Allah says, إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكُ Not only will we return him to you, وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ But we'll send him back to you with so much of honor and status that he will now become a Nabi, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is teaching us to have tawakkul, to have trust upon him. And we find this aspect of tawakkul is found throughout the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Further on, we find Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is living amongst the people of Fir'aun, and he was blessed with a lot of physical strength. On one occasion, he goes out into the road and he sees two men arguing with one another. One person is oppressing the other. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grabs hold of him. He strikes him, and unknowingly, due to the force, this person passes away. Musa alayhi salam now becomes scared that perhaps the police are going to find me, they're going to look for me. So he goes into hiding, and then some person comes to him and advises him that Fir'aun and his ministers are searching for you. They want to take you to task, and they want to take your life because you killed somebody. So my advice is that you should leave this town. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ Allah says he leaves immediately, خَائِفًا with extreme fear, يَتَرَقَّبْ extremely anxious, worried that these police of Fir'aun must not chase me, must not catch me. We can imagine his condition, no support, no family. He's asked to leave his hometown. He's got no provisions, no ability to earn for himself. But as he is going, he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَسَىٰ رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ He says, perhaps my Rabb will guide me to the path that will be best for me. In other words, Allah will open up some way for me. And then Musa alayhi salam continues, he reaches Madian, and he comes across a well, and he finds that there are many shepherds who are giving their animals to drink from this well. Together with this, he finds two women who are standing aside. They are holding their animals back. They are not putting their animals forward to drink. So he goes up to them, مَا خَطْبُكُمَا What is the matter? why are you not allowing your animals to drink? These young girls explained to him that we are young, we are females, we are weak, and the other shepherds are strong, they are men, and therefore they will not give us a chance, a turn. We will have to wait for them to finish, and then only we'll get a chance to give our animals water to drink. And our father is a very elderly man, he cannot come, so we have to do this particular task. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sees the opportunity to do a good deed. He doesn't have any ulterior motive, he doesn't wish for any worldly recompense. فَسَقَالَهُمَا So he removes the cover of the well, he takes the animals forward, he gives the animals water to drink, and then he تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِ He goes and takes rest under the shade of a tree, and now he addresses Allah, he makes dua to Allah. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. He says, Oh my Rabb, I am in need of whatever goodness you send down to me. I have done whatever I could do. Now I ask you to send your assistance. Mufassirin explained that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, despite having nothing, despite having no support, despite not knowing where his next meal was going to come from, but when he sees this opportunity to help somebody, to give assistance to someone, he jumps at the opportunity. He doesn't hope for any worldly recompense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompenses him. In a short space of time, one of these girls come back looking for Musa alayhi salam. She addresses him that my father is calling you, he is inviting you home, and he wants to repay you for the good deed that you did. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam realizes that their father is Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, he's a Nabi of Allah. So he therefore accepts this invitation. He goes to meet Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. When he reaches there, he is rewarded, and not only is he rewarded, but this particular Nabi then says to him, I want to hand over one of my daughters in marriage to you, because I have understood that you have noble qualities, you are qawi, you are ameen, you are very strong physically, you are a trustworthy person. You didn't interfere with these girls when you saw them alone, but rather you assisted and helped them. So not only does he get rewarded, but he now receives this girl's hand in marriage, and thereafter he remains for a period of 10 years in that particular town, and eventually he then comes back and he confronts Fir'aun. So this is the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person when, despite him being down and out, he doesn't have the means, he doesn't have support. To him, he has so many problems and difficulties in his life, but when he sees the opportunity to do good, to help somebody, then he jumps at the opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward this person and assist him. And thereafter, the entire incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Qarun. Qarun, Mufassirin explained, he was Ibn Ammi Musa, the son of the paternal uncle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was the first cousin of Musa. And he was a person who Allah had blessed with a great amount of wealth, worldly possessions. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ To give us an understanding of the amount of wealth that he had, Allah says that just the keys to the treasures that he had were difficult for a large group of strong men to carry. Qarun had many places where he would keep his treasure, his wealth, and he had large keys that would open up these storerooms, and these keys would then be placed on camelback, and an entire army would be prepared just to look after the keys to his treasures. Nevertheless, his people realized, the people around him realized, that because of the amount of wealth he has, there is a great chance that he may go astray. So they advise him, and they say to him, La tafrah, that O Qarun, make sure that you do not become arrogant, you do not become proud. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-fariheen. Allah does not love those who are arrogant. Rather, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ The means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, use this to secure your hereafter. Seek الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ the hereafterly abode. Try and secure your place in paradise using the wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And thereafter, to make things easier for him, they say, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And don't forget that you also have a share in this dunya. In other words, we are not asking you to give everything that you have away. You are allowed to use for yourself. Inna لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person's own soul has a right over him, his body has a right over him, his family members have a right over him. So we are not asking you to give everything in the path of Allah. But use whatever you can to secure your hereafter. And you also can live a comfortable life. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ And O Qarun, you be kind to others, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to you. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Don't cause corruption in the land. Don't be oppressive to people. Allah does not love those who cause corruption. Qarun listens to this advice, but because he is riding the wave of his wealth, his popularity, his power, he replies, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This wealth, whatever I have amassed of this dunya, I have been given it because of my knowledge, my expertise, my hard work. So whatever I have is mine, it belongs to me. And therefore nobody should tell me how I should use it, how I should dispose of it. Allah says, does he not know that Allah destroyed people before him who had amassed far more than him? Physically they were stronger than him. Yet this was his arrogance, this was his delusion. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَةِ Allah says, on one day, Qarun emerges with all his pomp and his glory. He's got conveyances with him. He's got attendants seeing to his needs. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا There is a group of people whose eyes are on the dunya. They look at the possessions that Qarun has, and they make this comment, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ They say, if only we had been given that which Qarun was given, إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ He is a person who is very fortunate. Allah has blessed him. So their eyes go to his dunya. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ And there's another group of people, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ Those who were given knowledge. What is their response? They say, وَيْلَكُمْ That woe be to you. How can you say something like this? ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ The reward that Allah has in the hereafter is far better than this. And this is for لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا That person who has iman and does righteous deeds. So those who looked at the dunya, they wish that they were in his position. And those who had ilm, true ilm, we understand that ilm, knowledge, is that which takes a person towards Allah. It gives a person consciousness of the akhirat. They say that the reward of Allah is better. We are happy for him, but we are not going to hanker after what he has. Nevertheless, Qarun is arrogant. He doesn't want to accept the da'wah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah says, we cause him and his entire empire to sink into the ground. The reason for this, Mufassirin explained, some have said that the people of the town would accuse Musa alayhi salam that you are asking him to follow you simply because you want to take from his wealth. And you are asking Allah to send down his punishment upon him because you want him to leave this world and then you can inherit everything, that seeing as he is your first cousin. So Allah causes his entire empire to also sink into the ground so that there is no tuhmat, there is no accusation upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one answer that is given. Other Mufassirin explain that Qarun had such a great attachment to his wealth that he thought that if the punishment of Allah had to come, my wealth, my possessions will be able to protect and save me. Allah wants to show him that leave alone them protecting and saving you, but whatever you have can't even protect itself. Your wealth, your conveyances, your servants, your attendants, your palaces, they can't even secure their own protection, leave alone protect you. So Allah completely destroys him. And thereafter Allah explains that that group who initially wanted to be in his position, أصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس Those who yesterday were saying, we wished we were in Qarun's shoes. Now that they see the wave has come crashing down, يقولون, what is their response? They say, it is so amazing, وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهِ We are amazed at the justice of Allah, that Allah gives sustenance to whomsoever he wishes, and Allah holds it back from whomsoever he wishes. We find that a person has a lot of wealth, he is riding the wave of popularity, and then suddenly we hear that he is arrested for fraud, or there is some burglary in his home, or the person has been kidnapped, Allah protect all of us. And then a person says, I'm happy not having, at least I don't have the headaches of all of this wealth. So Allah says, this is the dunya. It is such that it will call you towards it, it will lure you towards it, it will deceive you. And then when you have it, and you see all the problems and the difficulties that come with it, then you'll wish that you were a simple person, that Allah gave you just enough. That is why the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would constantly make, is, O Allah, grant the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Grant the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just enough to keep their back straight. In other words, don't give them abundant wealth of this dunya. Of course, having abundant wealth is not a problem. Ulama explained very beautifully, a person can have a ₹1,000,000 check in his top pocket, but it should stay in the pocket, it shouldn't go into the heart. A person can have dunya, but as long as his gaze is on akhirat, his gaze is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't allow this to divert him from his tasks in this world. Al-haakumut takathur. Allah says there are those people who amassing wealth causes them to become diverted from their goal. They forget why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them into this world. And then there are those, mashallah, even in today's time, those who are earning, those who are making it, but their intention is this deal, I will secure so much, I will support some madrasa, some masjid, I will build a borehole somewhere, I'll send some money overseas as aid. So these are the people who their wealth will be a means of benefit in dunya, in qabr, and in the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.